Hey guys, Meso here. Just wanted to put this little update in front of the podcast, because you may notice when listening to this, I occasionally refer to the podcast as episode 149. I just wanted to let you all know that that was an accident. I didn't catch it when we were recording somehow, and nobody else did either. The episode is, of course, 169. So just keep that in mind. Don't worry about it. Just a mistake. And I hope you enjoyed the episode. It's a really cool episode, so yeah.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
sync.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 149 of the TTV podcast.
Mardi Gras.
Awesome.
Wow.
Mardi Gras.
Hello,
I waited.
Had like a
We're
lot
back.
More enthusiasm.
Mardi Gras.
Nice. Time back.
How's it going?
Kahi is alive, Var is alive, and X is alive.
I'm alive,
Who?
Guys. Hello, I am alive.
Who are you?
Var!
I used to be
part of your life, but something.
You were never a part of my life.
This is how much I meant to Senpai.
Who are you?
I guess you say X got X'd out of Bart's mind.
I don't know, I just walked into like
that was
a
really
Skype
bad
call,
joke, myself.
And I just said hi. Now I'm here. Hello.
That's how you joined the podcast.
Nice. Hello.
You walked into our email and you said hi. And we were like, oh.
I'm a dude, and I like my uncle. It's pretty cool.
Well, allow us to introduce ourselves.
Yeah.
Am I right, Meso?
Wow.
No.
Meso, there's some subliminal messaging going on here.
No. Well, I guess since you brought it up, now I have to do it. Okay, whatever. You know what?
I need to know who you guys are. Let's do the introductions.
I'm messing up.
Yeah.
I'm Vardaran.
I'm LJ.
I'm Kahi.
I'm Venom.
I'm Viper.
I'm Takuma.
I'm the XX Trooper. I tried so hard to hold that in. Oh my god.
We got a full cast today. This episode is going to be
great. Full house.
So,
now Viper will never get
to talk.
Does
that mean we win poker or
Yay.
Something?
No, it means that we need to do a process of elimination. Kahi, get out.
It's not like we ever wanted Viper to talk.
First person to crack a bad joke gets eliminated from the podcast episode.
Oh, Russia.
Well, Meso's already out.
Easy for me.
I was about to say, time to take my leave.
We'll just see how many are left by the time we get to the end.
No one next.
Before we get into the discussion, though,
we should have a singing contest.
Let's get our regularly scheduled plugs out of the way.
You know, I would beat you
all
in
the
singing contest.
Want to do a bar, or should I?
Sure. Hey, everybody, if you're listening to this podcast, you're listening to it on... if you're listening to this on YouTube, you're listening to it a week late. You should check us out at Vessel.com at Vessel.com/theTTV channel. Watch this podcast as it's released for free early access. It's a little sneak peek at what else we have to offer. You can also pay the $3 subscription fee and watch all of our content for early access, if you so desire, and help us help support the show and help us keep making shows just like this one. Or you can just, you know, watch us on Vessel without paying anything and still support us. So, it's a good win-win all around. Vessel.com, everybody.
It's the best
go
possible
there.
Place if you say, like, I want to do something good for TTV. Vessel is the best place to go.
If you really
want
to help us out, that's where to go. All you got to do is just keep watching our content like you're doing already.
Yeah.
Get a shirt. Store.tvpodcast.com. They're $20.
We'll have new designs sometime between now and Armageddon.
Eventually. the funny thing is we've had these new designs finished
done.
For the longest time. We just have not made them public.
Yes, wow. Man. Come on, man.
You have my shirt
dropping the ball.
Stuff,
oh, how about a Christmas release?
There we go.
Yeah,
we
can do that. That'd be cool.
We
can
do that.
Idea.
Right, in time for Christmas, like maybe December.
I wish we had Christmas themed shirts.
That's right. I had
socks?
Another good idea.
Man. Oh, yeah, also. Are you bored? Do you have nothing going on in your life?
Yeah!
I already know you don't. Check out a book! You can get one for free at audibletrial.com/TTV.
Like, hey,
Rick, brick by brick.
I thought he was talking directly to me there, so I got really scared.
We recommend.
Well, I'm assuming you don't have a life either. So get a book, X!
We recommend Halo, Fall of Reach.
I'm gonna
so
go
see the blue
read
team backstory that wasn't
book.
In the game.
Do we recommend that? Actually, I don't know why I did an Audible ad, because we have an Audible ad at the beginning of this, so I'm sorry everybody listening.
Double Audible.
Triple Audible right here. All right, guys, check out Audible.
Will we ever make socks?
I mean, yeah, at least it's not TTV Talks where we just had the same ad play three times.
That's the
Mac. Yeah, how does that happen?
I don't know. To this day, I still don't know.
Kahi opens his mouth.
It happened again recently, but I caught it before I rendered it and I fixed it. I just, like, I put it in once and then I make the video and then I go back to review it and it, like, tripled in duration and I don't know why.
It's like a goblin. Like, it's about to happen, but you catch it.
Yeah.
What kind of goblin?
Get out of here, audio goblin.
Goblin is about to happen until you catch it.
A goblin is about to happen.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Goblin. Verb. Something that's about to happen.
Brings whole new meaning to
it. Or not verb.
Goblin.
Did I say verb?
That's, yeah, you
I
said
should
verb.
Be now.
Weren't you going to do the dishes? Well, I goblin.
Well, a goblin happened. They couldn't do it.
Or goblin dishes.
No. I mean, the goblin means all of that. So you just say, well, goblin.
Well,
weren't
goblin.
We supposed to have a good
Button
Club episode?
It was going to
happen.
You guys
no,
really
a goblin
weird.
Happened. Viper yeah. lost her stuff.
Hey, there we go.
Wasn't there a whole pizza here? No, I goblined it up.
Hey, X, why what? Haven't you been on TTV in, like, forever? Well,
wait,
you see,
a goblin
good
happened.
Golly goblin.
Good golly goblin.
I
guys,
I think we already know what the title of this episode is going to be.
A goblin happened.
Good golly goblin.
Hang on, I don't think this joke is funny enough. I need to say it again.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Hey, LJ, I got a bone to pick with you and everybody else here.
Oh, guys. Boy, here we go.
I'm sorry.
What's going on? Wait. You found my bone?
Yes. Then?
Yes.
A bone? Do you? Are you
what
a
are
dog?
You doing? What are you all doing? You guys are so off base right now. This is a Bionicle podcast.
You
didn't hear about the new leaks? Next year's going to have goblins for the villains.
Yeah, exactly.
Bring goblins. Goblins.
Summer 2016 sets confirmed. Turns out the ones a while ago were fake. We have Goblin Striker, Goblin Basher.
Guys, that was a perfect opportunity for one of you to go, I'm sorry, Var, but a goblin happened.
Goblin Lord.
Yeah, no,
my
I was
gosh.
Going to say something, but
yeah,
everybody decided to
Lord of Goblin
once.
Arachnids.
Lord of
Mask,
Skull Goblin.
Mask of Goblin?
See, and it's still happening. It's
at
still
this
happening.
Point, we're all just saying jokes that
yeah,
don't make any sense.
Everybody's talking over each other. Nobody... No.
Knew this was going to happen going in.
Are you proud of yourself, like, telling your joke even though nobody heard you because someone else was talking over you with their dumb joke and
let's
now
put this
made both
down
your jokes incomprehensible?
I like how Meso didn't even let you finish talking. He just
I know. Meso always does that, man. It's like, I'm trying to talk, and then Meso...
Sorry.
Oh, and now X is doing it. X is talking over me, and I can't...
acknowledge
a
me.
Single, and he's still doing it. Can't finish one single freaking sentence.
Mardi Gras.
Dang it.
Karma.
Proceed with message.
He did finish that sentence.
Yeah, Mardi Gras.
Yeah, no,
before we
to be
fall
fair.
Off the rails too much.
And it happened again.
We do have one bit of important news this week to talk
oh,
about.
Oh, what is that, Meso
that we
Goblins?
Should at least mention, yes, breaking news, finalized
yeah, it's
goblin.
Not funny. It's not fun to be cut off, huh, Meso? Meso? Huh? You like my finger
I mean,
in your belly button right now, Meso? Does that make you comfortable?
I mean, technically...
Can someone make like a video just have like a counter of how many times like
okay.
Goblin has been said through this
that segue good. Though
spoiler alert too many but
Ben,
anyway yeah
Ben pretty. Don't you interrupt Meso at the beginning of every
hey don't
podcast.
You like interrupt life by being
so,
a part of it
these pictures
oh,
are like
dang.
Damn. Stop right there
and nobody really knows whether they're finalized or not everybody just kind of assumes.
Oh I just realized Meso was talking.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I know, right? Me too.
Sorry, I just his frequency
like, so
is so dull that
he's
I didn't
so
even realize he
Skype
was
just
existing.
Him out.
It's like white noise, like oh, he's
yeah.
Oh yeah, sure, yeah.
Racist
okay.
much?
Wow,
like, hey,
wow. Takuma.
I mean,
hey, one
he
of
is
us
a skull.
Has like some weird static going on right now.
Right?
Who?
Static.
Is it me?
You're the static, Meso.
You are the static.
That was the joke.
Oh. Wow.
The pictures.
Oh, that's really
the
pictures
may or may not be finalized. The current presumption is that they are, at least to a degree, because they've been altered from the pre-list
talking over me
version. You can't stop me. You can't hold me down.
I'd like to... No, never mind.
We don't have to...
Oh, okay. Whoa. Whoa.
Wow.
We all... Man,
I think I missed something.
The greatest joke, I feel, in our podcast history.
Oh, we are pushing the envelope. Sebastian, what
do
we got
really
today?
You are really pushing my belly.
Well, I'll be honest. The differences are minimal. However, the important things are, we mainly to me at least, we get a good look at their masks. They actually look a little bit better,
we're talking
about
Bionicle now.
Yeah, we are. They're still molded with silver. All the gold variants are molded with transparent colors.
I guess they got old because gray hair.
Tahu confirmed for Goku.
Gray hair.
Oh yeah, they're
got like bad spiky joke hair.
That's the
second
only
year
thing
Bionicle.
I'm seeing.
Watch, the second year Bionicle actually takes place 10 years later, where the Toa are all grown, they've mastered their elements like crazy, and now they're running out of power because they're so old. So now
instead
they have to
of
find
like,
all these creatures to rejuvenate their power and finally find the Mask of Control.
They need to
instead of G1 Bionicle, where, like, what, 1 year was, like, 1,000 years? Maybe in G2, like, 1 year is, like, 100... like, years have taken place in the span of 1 year. It, like, works through in reverse.
That time difference in G1 wasn't bad enough.
Yeah, like, this time it worked in reverse. What? They've been alive their whole lifetime.
What if LEGO's rebooting it again?
What?
And they're a completely different set of Toa. They're just, like, Elder Toa.
They just
they have
happen
to
have
the
same
names.
Exactly!
Hey, man, that was the thing with the reboot before.
Hey, man, this is Tahu Jr. And this is Anua Jr.
So to be honest,
that's not gonna work out.
The enemy is Goblin Jr.
A joke died.
Goblin, one more time.
Hey, the Green Goblin is not dead.
What?
Fuck her.
The main takeaway from this, the
now
main
I
thing
really
of interest.
Wish they would had a glider.
The main thing of interest that I find in these pictures is I don't understand why 1 year gold and then in their transparent colors is supposed to mean they've been infected. But the next year, it's supposed to mean they're, like, super-powered.
Is that what it means?
That doesn't really make sense to me.
Is that what it means, or are you just speculating?
Yes, that is a speculation, because, Meso, I told you off-recording, they are at their full power when the translucent part of their gold masks is being covered.
For the, for the 2016, that's a speculation. For 2015, it's not. So...
No, for 2015.
In other words,
no, not,
you don't know with absolute certainty.
Never said I did. I'm just making an observation.
Never
does
said
anyone,
I did. Jeez.
Does anyone know what is the gimmick of this year? Like, what's going on? Are they, like, super powered up or something? Because the villains is a bunch of traps.
Yeah.
And
waste articulation and 2008 combo. There you go.
It's kind of like Chima when they, like, go to find those ultimate animals that created
them.
I didn't listen that much into Chima, man. But one of those
massive, powerful animals.
But what's with the armor now? Like, what happened to their armor?
We don't know.
We don't know yet.
Kimu gave
all of them.
But these weird creatures with eyes are supposed to, like, be combined.
All we know right now is that the Toa get upgrades for some reason, and that they have to combine with these little creatures in order to become super-powered maniacs.
Are the creatures, like, wild, or are they, like, really
wild? Yeah, they're
wild.
It's implied that the Toa have to go out and find them, hunt them down before Umarak the Hunter does.
Yeah, there's an article
on
the LEGO Club magazine about it, and they were like, all the Toa have, like, a mystical link with their own personal creature, and then they have to go seek them out.
Yeah. So far, there's only one villain that is Umarak.
Hey, better than...
And Hikuta, but he's not an actual set, though.
Better than Locke.
He's just a present in the story.
Yeah.
Presence.
Wait, isn't the reindeer antler guy Umarak?
The reindeer antler?
I assume they're not his antlers, but yeah.
Antlers, that's the English.
I hope they are.
It looks cool, though. They went all out, because but
looks,
he's still
like the
it's still black and red. Just all the with the new 2.0.
Oh man, Wendigos.
It's just old black red villains, or just black villains. I don't know what's going on.
It totally reminds me of the Wendigo.
I like the mask, though. Mask's cool.
Don't move.
My other main takeaway from this is that they, I'll refrain from using inflammatory wording because my intentions had to get
like
into
you
an argument.
Do?
But,
That is such a you thing to do, though.
I don't like the new Mask of Control. Like, they changed it again from the catalog version, which was already changed from the animation version. And this new one, the side horns or the side protrusions,
looks like
whatever
ponytail.
You want to call them. Yeah, it looks
it's
like
ponytails.
They've been flattened.
It's like Egyptian. Egyptian inspired. I really think that's
like
actually
before,
cool.
Before the top
yeah,
of the head would curve
before.
Into like an M
it
shape
kind
where it like would go down at the middle and then come out at the sides, and now it's just like really round, almost like he's wearing like a construction worker helmet.
No, I would say it's actually flattened. I wouldn't say it's round. It was more round before. Now it's like it's just like really flat. Like even like the main tusk at the bottom was more curved than the original. Now it's just like a straight line. It's like a slant downwards.
It kind of looks like Turaga Doom's helmet. Or
a
mask,
bit.
Sorry. Pardon me.
It kind of looks like it actually reminds me of Turaga Lee Khan's.
That's what I was thinking
Legend
of too.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
It looks like an elder mask because of how
Turaga Lee Khan confirmed to have the mask in control.
Oh man, these G2 references! Gosh dang it!
You mean
G2 references?
Yeah.
G2
not on
G3,
LJ.
I know what this looks like. It just clued in why I have a problem with it. It looks like a dude wearing a motorcycle helmet with the one of those that has the straps that like go down on the side that you then fasten underneath him. That's what it looks like to me.
And he has like
you're a
giant goatee.
You're a horrible person, Messa.
I'm just now imagining like a bunch of dudes with this mask. It's like Makuta's
angels. You're imagining
angels.
A bunch of dudes with the mouth.
That's
you
quite something.
All these guys, they wear like leather jackets. They roll around in their Harleys.
Oh my.
So Tarly's.
With a wild one.
Spoken like somebody who doesn't know anything about motorcycles.
I used to live in the motorcycle capital of the world.
Yeah,
does that mean you know anything
about
motorcycles?
Of course not, but, you know.
I live in like one of the corn capitals of the world. Doesn't mean I know frick about corn.
Corn?
You know, I actually got kicked out of that motorcycle rally.
So do the animals not have
eyes? No one cares,
LJ.
No, none of eyes.
They have eyes. They're just kind of molded into.
They have eyes like rotor.
Yeah, but are they connected to the head in any way, or is it just friction with the system?
The eyes are molded into their heads.
Yeah,
in layman's terms, they don't have eyes.
All right, but they are just connected into their backs, and then like you just hover them over.
Oh
the head,
yeah,
so they're connected. That's it. Yeah,
yeah, you hover. You hover them over.
It's kind of like 2008 where they had the Fantoka.
I just realized something.
Yeah,
I
know,
see...
but the heads weren't connected in any sort of... That, like, that's what I'm wondering if the...
Yeah, it's just now it's like more of an actual integration rather
yeah,
than...
Yeah, like
the top part
head,
of the head,
it's
the
just...
creature heads clip on to the Toa heads and they cover up their
hair. Are they
hair.
Clipped as well? I didn't know.
Yeah, they cover up the hair.
Well, we don't know if they actually clip, but I'm assuming they do.
Yeah, I think they're just by friction. I just
realized that we can see how the creatures connect to the backs of the Toa.
How?
Can we?
Yeah, we can. They have two pinholes on their torsos. All of them.
Mm-hmm. Wait, so it's just like the Fantoka.
Ah, no.
Like, using the torso.
I like that, though, because it's connected and stuff. And I like
it's
the blue
solid.
One because it has two cannons.
I like the, I like all of them. I'll be
like
straight.
The water beast.
As it stands right now, I like the creatures better than the protectors. But we will see
how
things go. Whoa, no. The protectors
are
so
like animals better than humans.
They're not really comparable.
Oh,
are you saying the protectors are humans?
Like, in a sense, they're not really comparable because one are like Matoran-esque people and one are like creatures, but they're the only $10 sets that we have so far to make a comparison off of. So.
I like the creatures' variety, though, because they're completely different builds.
So that sounded like so ridiculous.
Well,
it's like the protectors are like little people, and then the creatures, they look
they're
like
sort of like little people,
like
and
creatures.
The creatures are like creatures. Yeah, I'm sorry.
The only thing I don't like about this wave in general is that I think the Toas look too similar to
the
Toas of the last wave.
Really?
Yeah,
really?
No, they're just in sort of, like, what was Tahu in the last iteration? He had two swords, and now he's got more armor, and he has two swords. I liked in previous Bionicle Cycle, where, for example, with the underwater theme, everyone had, like, underwater gear and stuff like that. Like, I want
I mean,
something to just
you
be completely,
that, I mean,
like...
Tahu's the
boy,
only
I
one
hate
that's
you,
similar.
X.
Wow.
I can't agree with you at all.
Yeah, why not? I don't agree with you either.
Ty is the only one that's similar.
I just want a different gimmick so that if you have them lined up,
you can see what they're from.
Or Onua with his drill launcher hammer.
I know, but they're still their own tiller.
Onua without his axes?
Don't remind me.
I like all the Toas.
The Toas.
I like all the Toas. I just think they could have done something
so
more.
So you're a big
different.
Fan of these Bionicles?
Yeah.
Is that what you're telling
yes.
me?
I like all of these Toa.
Now it just sounds weird.
I'm trying really hard. But they just look like upgraded versions.
It doesn't sound like you're trying hard enough.
They just look like upgraded versions of their previous versions.
But I do like these versions better than the previous versions.
That's exactly what they are.
But I just think that you should do something different, because I don't want, like, waves.
Yeah,
just,
no, they
should have
brought back the
upgraded.
Metru colors and made Tahu Metru red with gold, and then they should have made Gali, like, Metru blue and silver.
I'm gonna be sick.
Oh, Gali seriously needs to get some sleep.
Liwa should have been Metru green and Metru brown. And Pohatu.
I don't necessarily agree with that. I just feel like there's some power creep incoming of just, okay, now they're gold, and now they're more gold, and now they're just getting more gold.
Yeah, I'm with you. I've already been sick of the gold. It's like way overload.
Yeah, like can someone agree with that? Does anyone?
Oh, and finally, Kopaka should have been Thok white.
these 06 references that aren't belonging to me. Yeah.
Viper.
Like a Harley. I'm driving up the Harley.
I haven't missed much, have I?
The Viper Mobile. The Viper Mobile.
I think my final comment that I'll make, and then I pretty much said all I want to say, is that I'm really torn on Kopaka, because, like, he looks, to me at least, to be one of the more solid design sets. He just looks really good. But when I look closer at him, his color scheme is ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't know what's telling you he looks the most solid. Honestly, I think he's one of the worst of the Toa.
His shoulders,
yeah,
the whole region,
just completely random.
Pretty perfect.
I like the top half of him. It's just when you get to the abdomen and his legs where I'm just like...
Yeah, there's, and, like, there's arms. Some really... there's some really weird, like... Like his
proportions
chest.
Are really weird.
Yeah,
like
proportions.
They were doing really well in designing his torso.
With the legs,
it's like when they got to the limbs, it was like,
I give up.
I actually like the arms. I like how the.
To be fair, his arms aren't the only one with Metru blue because he does have some of it on his chest,
but
yeah.
That's
still
not really
the unforgivable crime that this set does is like the only gold parts are on his knees, the only Metru blue parts are on his forearms. It's pretty ridiculous.
Why wouldn't they give him, like, Metru blue thighs?
I don't know, man. Me colors.
Because they must have gold on Kopaka. It's essential.
White parts should have been Metru blue.
Yeah.
I also like that these new sets look the most Bionicle that we've seen with this system. If you see what I mean.
I've said that several times. You've all heard.
Yeah, I know. But I just agree upon that. Just like
that's a discussion,
like,
all right.
The different pieces look more complicated. I like that.
The first wave was Bionicle from Hero Factory. This one feels purely Bionicle to me.
Yeah.
There's currently a large debate, like, not really a large debate, it's kind of like an over-prevailing sentiment in the community at large that I feel we're only going to see more of when the sets actually release. And it's going to be the great ideology clash back again. Is this good that they're returning to their, you know, detailed kind of G1 Bionicle-esque aesthetic roots, or is it like they're stabbing CCBS in the back because, like, 2015
had this good
balance?
Yeah, because a lot of people think this is a major
balance.
Step back.
Yeah,
I feel
like,
we could have.
Big,
what do you guys think? Do you guys think this is a step back or step forward?
I personally like the detailed pieces.
I think it certainly has the possibility to be bad. Like, I don't know how those arms are really going to turn out in the actual set, but I like how they look. Like, you know, some of them have custom arms, some of them have custom torsos, all of them do.
Yeah, I'll say this. I really appreciate the fact that they have these custom Technic builds. That makes the building experience a bit more intuitive, a bit more interesting. I don't like that on some of the sets, the Technic parts are, like, so exposed, and it makes them look really... I don't know. It just doesn't really look good. Like,
it breaks
I'm mostly
the
referring
foil?
To the creature of water. you look at the water creature, a lot of technic parts are exposed, and there's barely anything detailed on it. Like, the only detailed parts on it are the fin pieces and then the head.
I don't think Akita has a single CCBS shell, unless it's, like, below her.
Yeah,
I presume it's a herd.
Oh, yeah, I'm pretty sure there has to be that new shell piece so that it can connect to the back of Golly.
But that's not even a shell piece because it doesn't attach via ball joint. That attaches via pins.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, no, man. The ice beast looks like he's about to drop a sick mixtape.
Yeah, that's the first one thing is...
Dropping the sickest beat at 2016.
It's going to be the coolest album of 2015.
The Ice Beast, whatever his name is, Melon.
Okay, I don't want to talk about these anymore after that.
Just one thing I have wanted to point out is, you know, there's a great amount of variety among them, except for when you compare the creature of ice and the creature of earth.
Oh, yeah.
They're
exactly on that for months.
Same.
Although, refreshingly, they do have a few differences. They're not straight clones.
They do have a few.
But not a lot. I'm with you.
Yeah.
The ice one has a mixtape, an album.
The ice one has a mixtape.
The ice one has swag. Hey. The other one doesn't.
Yo. Bro, we're really cold. Rapping with Kopaka, but you know, he's kind of old.
By the way, can I say I really like the new Akku.
I guess you could say Tarek while he doesn't have
black.
You could say Tarek while he doesn't have the mixtape, he's a bit more down to earth.
Shut up.
Dang.
So remember at the beginning of this episode where we said anyone gets kicked off, they tell a bad joke?
You would have been eliminated by
I wanted to talk about Umarak, but you guys just
what are your thoughts on Umarak? Do you like him?
I wanted to know if people liked him or not, because the thing about...
Because you're a conformist?
I like him.
You're a conformist?
Most people do like him. The main point of contention that people have with him is his lower legs.
Of course you don't. No conformist knows what a conformist is.
Alright, but just getting back on Umarak, the one thing that I really liked at Bionicle was the big titans. Like, Brutaka is like one of my favorite builds ever. But we haven't really seen some really big, cool villains that have really intricate builds in
But failed miserably.
Colta didn't
try!
Yeah,
you're
giving
sort
Colta
of,
too much credit.
Because
anyway.
they always have, like, the normal torso piece and then just extended limbs, and that's about it. But I like that this guy, it doesn't have the prettiest legs, but it's something completely new and different, and I like... I liked stepping in that direction.
Yeah,
and
those blue pins, though.
Hey, they are bad. Look at them.
They are pretty distracting. I'd forgotten how distracting they were because it's been a while since we've got them.
Okay, I literally didn't notice they were there until you guys just mentioned it, and I went looking for them.
Amazing.
Nice.
They are pretty bad, but they are different. That they aren't.
Nice. No, they're not. They're the same blue pins we've gotten since 2007. We've had them for much longer.
No, they were there before then. They were before the time of all time.
They were when Takanova came
up in
Bionicles. Oh, yeah, no, 03. Yeah. Never mind. I keep giving them
I talk about all this in my video.
Oh, stop advertising. We're going to ban you from the message boards.
Remember to like and subscribe and show to
you. You're not even a master yet.
We're going to put you in the salt mines.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh yeah, the salt mines.
The salt mines. That sounds so.
Out of all the
bro.
Flavors of the world, you chose to be salty.
No! LJ's always salty.
Wow.
LJ is the saltiest person in TTV.
Hey, okay. Serious.
He's also driving the Pipermobile again.
Seriousness, though.
He's revving.
We can all finally agree now, because this was a stupid point of contention for whatever reason before. We can all finally. Rest assured that these are absolutely the Nuva symbols on their chest and mask.
Yes.
Don't know if they're pixel by pixel, but yes, they are the Nuva symbols.
Wait, what was that, Messo?
I don't know if they're exactly pixel by
pixel. They are exactly pixel by pixel.
I haven't compared them yet to know, but look,
Messo, you are so
Messo. Just look at it, Messo.
No, shut up.
The exact same.
Look at the top of the box. The symbols are there in giant print.
I've noticed. I just haven't
it's
looked at the
symbols
in a while.
It's literally the exact same symbol.
But yeah, they are exactly the same. I want to know the implications.
See,
but where's the Borok?
The Borok are boring. Anyway.
There's somewhat of a theory going around, because there was recently a video on Lego.com. It was a designer video, and it was John Ho, who's been handling the mask contest videos on LEGO. And this time, it was a designer video about Mask Maker versus Skull Grinder, and he was showing off the mask creation extensively. And he made a point to focus on, as he put it, the runes on the mask that give it its power. Like, the intricate designs.
Okay.
That is an interesting distinction, because if that's the case, then hypothetically speaking, the runes on these masks are giving it their power.
I would like that in Bionicle G2, if that's what gave masks
I mean, the Nuva
power.
Symbols are essentially runes.
That is true. And, technically speaking, in G1, they did give the Toa Nuva their power. Okay, these G1 references are killing me.
It's because it's a continuation.
We gotta embrace
At least this time, they're keeping the symbols close instead of leaving them somewhere they can get stolen. Oh my gosh, their masks are turning silver.
I'm gonna say one last thing about the sets. One last thing about the sets I want to say is Umarak makes the new, what, the feature or the function a lot more apparent.
Mm-hmm.
You can see it a lot more clearly on him.
Yep.
I think that's really cool.
So long as they don't swivel everywhere, and they actually have some way to lock in place or at least have some friction, I will like it. Yeah. But if that's just free spinning, that's going to be atrocious.
Oh, we're going to have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Someone want to explain Trooper?
I don't think it's going to be free spinning, or at least not that bad. I'm sure it'll be a lot of friction, just like the Toa arms of 2015.
Trooper, look at Umarak's lower back.
Yeah, look at his waist.
Oh.
There's a gear back there.
You can see them call him as well.
Turntable gear.
This is also the first time I noticed that there are hands coming off the side of Umarak's box, like he's shooting at someone.
That reminds me of the old Matorans.
Personal theory about that is he's stolen the Mask of Control and Makuta's coming after him.
I don't think Makuta would be coming after him for the Mask of Control.
I think it's just the Toa.
Black hand.
You guys are really boring.
Look at the skull villain set.
Yeah, look at the skull villain box.
Exactly. The person whose mask got stolen was coming after them. Umarak has the Mask of Control, just like the skull villains had the Toa's mask.
Meso, you're stupid, dude.
That's a newer then, but I doubt that they're going to do that because all six Toa are going to be after Umarak.
Don't worry, Meso. I actually like your theory.
Yeah, I don't think Umarak's a Makuta servant. I think he's a rogue agent.
No, I'm sorry. Do you not like my personal taste?
The rest of the Toa are in the background.
So what?
They're all attacking for the mask.
So it's not an interesting theory just because you want to be boring?
It's a stupid theory.
It's not a stupid theory.
Also,
it makes it sound a lot
more interesting. Just because I want to be boring doesn't mean it's a good theory either, then. That works both ways.
Also, just check the Nuva symbols. Yep, absolute certainty. They are all accurate.
Telling us something we already knew.
Thank you for finally jumping ship on the board that already left.
I mean, the Nuva symbols picks they weren't on
the Titanic already crashed, Messa. You missed your boat.
In the catalog picks they weren't accurate.
Now, to that degree, we also have to notice Umarak has his own symbol.
I know that.
Yeah.
Yup.
He does indeed. Like, who knows what it means?
What does it mean?
Corrupted.
It means it's no longer. What's the name of a seven-sided polyhedron?
Septahedron.
Septahedron?
No, this is septahedron. Septahedron is a six-sided. Septahedron is a seven.
Yeah, what a nerd.
It's heptahedron.
Thank you for the
Is it
closure.
Hepta?
That was really helpful.
With that,
Google
we will close the book on the Bionicle 2016 sets until we get further finalized pictures or until the sets come out in like a month, because we're already there.
Yeah, good job.
The traps
Lego
looks funny.
Under wraps.
Lego did good this go-around. They still failed in the end, but they did good. They tried
I mean,
harder.
Like, they didn't really, because they only got leaked at the time where we would usually see finalized pictures.
Yeah, no, so, Lego's been doing really good this go-around.
I'm confused as to why we still haven't seen finalized pictures officially released.
Yep.
Because...
I know, right?
Christmas.
What do you mean, because Christmas?
Because, no, wait, let's play LJ's brain.
No, I don't want to do this anymore.
Because Christmas.
What do you mean?
Hold up. Okay, sorry, go on.
I don't want to.
What is that statement supposed to imply, because Christmas? What does that have to do with anything? Please, LJ, I just want to know.
Yeah, if anything, we should have gotten the finalized pictures already because of Christmas.
They're going to release them during the Christmas season, and they want to prevent pictures from leaking to hype everyone up.
Why would they wait till Christmas?
Yeah, that's dumb.
I mean,
why would they wait to release the sets until Christmas?
They're not releasing the sets until Christmas. They're releasing the sets in January.
Yeah.
Well, technically, they're releasing the sets in December because they always get leaked early.
That does
not
count.
Yeah, but that's
not
part of LEGO's
part of the release schedule.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jinx, you owe me soda.
Wow. No, I don't owe you crap, dude. You can freaking
since when is it go
buy a soda yourself and shove it in your
well, okay,
one of your molars
gonna,
or something.
You're not going to respect the first grade rules. I don't know what I can expect from you.
LJ, you're like hyping up
first
people.
First grade rules.
Yeah, I know. Let it happen.
You're making people think that they might get these sets for Christmas, and that's
I mean, they probably will. I have not currently lived.
No. You just even mentioning that, like, people might just come and like kill you. Cause
hey, you know, actually, I have to wonder why does it that LEGO misses like out on the biggest gift giving season?
Because
they want
things to be come from the summer. They want that to be sold out, and then when
yeah,
you
they
sell
want,
the money,
they
want to
sell out of all the things that they
yeah, and then
the
oh,
stores
we
are
just
stocked up.
Yeah, we just used all our money on LEGO for a children's Christmas. Oh no, because
keep in mind the whole idea
out.
Is retailers. The whole idea is that retailers will buy stock from LEGO, and when retailers buy that stock, they've invested that money. So now they need to sell all of those toys. If LEGO comes out with a new wave before all those sets have been sold, then they're not getting their money back.
Fair. Doesn't that LEGO degree, come out with
this,
like
this
a few last minute?
That actually is really smart.
Hold on.
There's actually reports that LEGO is going to have a slight bit of shortage. Like, the demand for LEGO is really, really high right now.
Yeah.
Like, they have to expand their factory.
I know people now who are investing, who not, like, they're only half invested in LEGO, but they're investing in LEGO sets.
Yo!
Like, yeah.
The same way they used to do, like, Beanie Babies and stuff like that.
Come
they
on,
they were buying
man,
new
let me
sets.
Like,
they'll buy new sets and they'll keep them for like a couple of years and they'll sell them on the internet.
Yeah, and that is profitable, actually.
It is very profitable. I'm doing that with Grievous right now.
So, I just had one question. Doesn't LEGO tend to release last-minute holiday season sets?
No.
Really?
Wait, nope. What do you mean?
Last-minute like, holiday season sets.
Well, not like
I mean, are we talking
minute,
about,
you know, like
advent calendars and junk like that? Or are we talking about, like, regular sets?
Not
junk.
Just advent calendars, but maybe
junk.
A few other
the
extra
advent
sets.
Calendar?
I'm not... Well...
I'll put it this way. Nothing just comes out of the left field for
yeah,
any
no.
given
like,
year.
Like, I mean, we do get fall sets sometimes. Like, I think Star Wars sets came out this year.
Yeah,
or,
yes. That's
like,
kind
recently.
Of what I'm getting yeah. at, except maybe a little...
But general. That's not...
capitalize on the movie more so.
Yeah,
that wasn't
on
really...
Us, depending on certain things and certain release timings, they sometimes decide to delay certain waves. Like, when Ninjago got temporarily put off the shelves and then they brought it back with the rebooted line, it came out in November. Because they had, I guess they wanted to make a bigger splash separate from the rest of LEGO. And when I think the LEGO movie sets were coming out, they delayed the... Stupid car. They delayed the last
Viper
year of
Mobile.
Hero Factory by like 2 months in North America. Rumor has it they're going to be doing the same thing this year for Ninjago, where it's not coming out till March to make way for Nexo Knights to have a big
Yikes.
Splash in January.
Big
they're investing
splash.
A lot in Nexo Knights.
I don't know.
So
yeah, they really are. Hope it pays off for them.
Yeah, check out the interview.
Right.
The creator
right?
of Nexo Knights.
Right. Great interview.
Right.
I was making fun
left.
Of you for that in the comments.
Wrong.
Left.
Right.
Left. Right.
You try right. being like, if I just sat there in silence, it would be so awkward for me and the people
That's
I'm talking
how the,
to.
An interview should be going.
I get that.
Yeah, you don't just rudely interrupt the person you're interviewing with. Right.
So anyway,
I don't
think
it's
right.
not
whoa, whoa,
interruption,
whoa, whoa.
Though.
Kahi has a point. In that there is a thing called active listening, and it's very important. He just didn't do it very effectively.
Yeah, he didn't do it right.
Right?
Right.
Right.
Nah, Kai, he didn't.
He did it too often. You did it like every 5 seconds.
Right?
That's how I show people I'm listening.
Right?
Body language is a thing.
Honestly, that would show me the exact opposite. If you did that to me, I would think you were just trying to rush me so
yeah,
that I would shut up.
Yeah, no, exactly. It felt like you were trying to rush them.
I mean, I have this book from my public speaking class Maybe I should loan it to you.
What if
I can do public speaking, man, just fine. This isn't public speaking, it's public listening. That's the thing. It's not like I'm giving a speech to them. I don't need a public speaking
book. They're trying to give a speech
book
to you, and you just keep going, right.
Exactly.
Yeah,
just
that
say that
reminds
I'm listening.
I mean,
I'll work on it, sure, in the future. I'm just saying that, like, it's not like a thing.
With right all seriousness, I think you did a good job with the interview.
All seriousness, I think you're full of crap.
That reminds me of a time I spoke to a manager of some sort, and I was talking to them, and they were listening, and they were going, yeah, and I was like,
yeah, that is,
it was like
sounds
distracting
like you're bored.
How
I,
often
I get
she
you
said
if
that.
If you say it boringly, if you say that, like, you know, boringly,
yeah, you have
yeah
to say, like, a lot more exciting.
Right.
Like Kahi.
Right.
See, it just
feels
awkward and forced when I try and act enthusiastically.
Yeah, right.
Like, I may be listening attentively, but I may not express it in that way.
Right. Nice job. Excellent.
Goblin.
Nice.
Excellent.
Kahi.exe has not responded.
Combo.
Semantics.
Kahi.exe has not responded.
Unfreaking believable.
Semantics.
It's a good joke.
This episode is nothing but semantics.
How's the
Then your face is nothing but semantics, dude.
Dude, your whole life is nothing but semantics.
Whoa.
Dude.
Has anyone tasted vanilla Coke?
Oh my gosh.
No, we're not doing this right now. We'll do that. We'll save it for the after show. LJ, I believe
you want to be here for the after show.
I believe you have some questions from the people at the message boards that we were going to answer.
Right.
It's like
John Cena.
It's like the most obnoxious TTV remix ever.
Does
anyone know what a Gorgon is?
Your mom.
It's the land where
the
Gorgon is.
Is that a question from the message board, Zach? Because I don't think it is.
No, it's not. I've got the questions here.
Okay.
I mean, if we want to answer,
what's the first
it
question?
Let's go.
At least spit it out. See how it goes.
Did I know? Okay. Okay. Do I want to mention their names?
Do it.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
Donald. Do it. Do it.
Just
Red
do
Huna.
It.
Just do it.
Red Huna 101 asks, "What has been your guys' worst experience over the internet?
Being on the TTV podcast.
Being
on the TTV podcast.
Being
on the TTV podcast today."
Right.
As in people being jerks or just all around creepy?
Yep. Oh. TCB podcast.
Yeah.
Viper, tell us. Come on. Let's go.
The answer to that question is yes.
Oh my gosh.
Answer to that question is goblins.
Well, nearly like 50% of the time when you speak on Xbox Live and you're a female or you sound like a female, you'll have some weirdo try talk to you or message you.
Hashtag
Gamergate.
Wow. Okay.
I guess
you see how you act to that and how you behave to it also matters. Just ignore them.
I'm guessing their messages consist of, "Hey, you're pretty good at the game. We should play a game
sometime.
I feel like you'd make a really good teammate."
That I can't say.
Yeah, no,
on
it's
the
usually
podcast,
people talking
so
crap and or making like really.
Yeah,
I
hate
suggestions.
Xbox Live. Like the people on Xbox Live.
Yeah.
My worst
experience on the internet is TTV.
So
my worst experience on the internet with people being jerks would probably be when 10 years of BZP history got deleted due to somebody being a jerk. I think that was pretty big deal.
We should probably it was someone else, someone like a malicious individual outside of BZ Power did that.
Yeah.
Yeah, the way that you said it implied that it was somebody at BZ Power that was like, "Nope," and just like deleted all of it.
Somebody being a jerk and deciding, "Well, I'm going to wipe out 10 years of history." Just
I have another answer. And it consists of four words. I'd settle for that. Now let's move on.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Wow.
The worst thing that's happened on the internet for me is that when I played Call of Duty, I played with a friend. And after we finished the match, he sent me a message. And he said that you're bad. And I got really
that's it.
And then I sent him a message saying, "You're mean," and then he just didn't respond ever, and he still hasn't responded. That really bothers me.
I remember my first Tumblr. Gears of War 2 match, and someone sent me like a paragraph of how much I sucked, and it made me cry.
Wow.
We do those at TTV. It's called performance review.
I was writing halfway through like a response saying like, "You're really mean. I don't like you." And then I just was like,
"You should, Viper. I think you should. I think you should apologize because." That's really mean, saying that you're bad.
Yep.
You think Viper should apologize to the guy
the guy should apologize to Viper. Because,
maybe Viper the guy should be suck. Apologies to Viper.
Don't suck, Viper. That's how you solve
Viper, did you win?
Viper.
How about as some form of criticism and just try and improve? Without responding.
Do well, you train in Halo or should, play the NLG playlist with like 10 people that are still playing that?
You should send him a message saying, "Get good," and
get good.
Maybe he'll improve.
Get good. Okay, I gotta say, X, every time you talk, I just imagine the words you're talking as like being typed down. So, like, when you say certain things, it's in quotations, it's italicized, it's bolded.
Italicized.
That is a word.
I already put my answer to this question in the message board topic, but like just to recap, I don't think I could pick one, but what I can definitely say is that on BZP, I deal with more jerks, and over here on TTV, I deal with more creeps.
Hey, nice. Creep to come up.
I thank you for your compliment, by the way, LJ. I don't know if it was a compliment, but since a lot of bad things happened to me, I'm just going to take it as a compliment.
So that it was a compliment.
What's the next question?
Wait, hold up. I want to tell this one. Me and LJ,
Kahi's going to speak for me on this one.
Yeah, okay. So we went in. Some guy decided to do an interview with us. I forget who it was right now. Yeah.
No, I forget who it
was,
too.
We forget who it was. Me and LJ are like, okay, cool, we'll do this. I don't know why, just both of us. We decided we're both going to do this interview. We get into this call with a guy. The guy starts the call. His webcam is on. He's shirtless. He's like, I mean, he's just complete. He's, I mean, he and he's not like, he's just like one of those kind of. He seems kind of like an awkward dude. And he's just standing there, and we are both like, do we tell him? Is this supposed to happen?
Because like,
of those moves.
Neither of us wanted to tell him,
right?
Because we didn't want to be that guy and embarrass him. Because we didn't know if he knew.
Oh, right. LJ, you're always that guy.
Oh, come on!
But maybe he wanted to show his body to you.
I mean,
I hope not. I hope it wasn't that kind of interview.
So,
or he could have just been overly comfortable with you.
But that was just like the creepiest like intro because we were both like, okay, I guess we're gonna do this interview. And this kid, he's just like he's completely shirtless, and you're like,
I don't feel comfortable
staring into your soul.
They were staring directly into my soul.
Wow,
down to the areola.
Next question.
Next question from the Exurian. What is TTV's deal with the BZ Power community?
Oh my god. You chose this question?
Skip.
Wait, I'm confused.
Because then he goes on to say, you guys don't seem to be true fans.
Yeah, I'm confused by that question. Where did he get that from?
I don't know, because like he never followed up on it.
I think,
I'm the only one to respond.
In my case, we skip it. There's not much context behind
the
question.
I think he means we're not like true fans of BZ Power.
Right, I don't understand where he got that from, because I would have to assume that he's asking this because of the those early BZ Power videos we made, like earlier this year, I guess. But that was like a one-off thing, and I don't think
it was last year.
Yeah, last year, and I don't think we've really discussed BZ Power since then, so it's
confusing. We have mentioned BZP on this channel. I guarantee you. I could count the amount of times I've said the word BZ Power on TTV in the last, like, 2 years. Well, 1 year. Year and a half. Probably on one hand.
I mean,
I just think about it today.
Personally, I just think BZP should just get good. That'd be.
All right, we're done here. Wow. We're done. No, we're not. We're not. Cut. All right.
All right. Well, yeah. Truth of the matter is, no BZ power.
Next question.
Not historically a good time, but yeah. Yeah. Next question.
All right. Raptor Talon asks, when will more shirt designs come out?
Soon.
Don't know. Whenever we, whenever we decide to release them.
Maybe Christmas.
Yeah.
November 31st, 2015. More shirt designs. Releasing
We're
them.
Basically just too lazy to release them.
All right.
And by
no,
we,
set your calendars, 31st of November.
We're just busy with stuff.
Even though
we're just too lazy.
They're too busy playing Halo 5.
You're not
5.
Helping her.
Next question.
It's just VAR's responsibility.
Vic Tinistar asks, what does it take to be in a mock review, and what does the Kahi say?
Okay, Kahi, you
next
go
question.
No,
come on, man. Let Kahi go first. Let him answer that question.
I can't say what I want to say to him on TTV.
Never mind.
Just send him a private message with, like, a heart.
Now, as for the mock review thing, what it takes? What does it take? I'll give you this.
Good, good.
I did not see that coming.
He did the thing.
Wow.
I like that.
He did the thing.
Next question is actually from one of our moderators, LegoMaster1378.
He's not on, Skip.
Yes,
he's
how
not,
exactly?
He's not here.
Oh my gosh.
How exactly do your TTV Talks segues work?
They don't work.
Not very well.
They don't work.
They don't work very well.
We literally do whatever the heck we feel like doing.
Yeah, last episode.
Sometimes we're like, hey, let's talk about this. And we're like, okay, let's just figure out a way to segue into that. Sometimes we're like, hey, let's talk about this. And we don't segue into it at all. And one of us has to make a really crappy joke to get back on track.
Yeah.
And then sometimes we go in not knowing what we want to talk about.
Last episode was an example of that. It was, which one was it? 40?
Creative Works.
Yeah, Creative Works, basically. 42.
Yeah. The answer to your question is they don't work at all.
Yeah,
we
like
just do what we want.
Exactly, because for instance, with a Halo 5 campaign, we started off for like 10 minutes talking about like campaigns in general, and we were having too good of a discussion. We like didn't want to curb that, and then inevitably we had to get back on track somehow, so we segued, but at the risk of losing like 10 minutes.
TTV Talks is based around having good discussion first. And then talking about something afterwards.
Yeah, so basically, if the question is, like, what is the purpose of the segues, then it'd be, like, just to kind of introduce the viewer to a smooth conversation, so it's not like we're forcing ourselves to talk about a certain thing. We're just having
a
discussion.
Yeah, we don't want TV Talks to sound as, like, I don't want to say, like, fabricated, but as,
stilted.
Like, scripted, structured as the podcast.
I mean, initially, TTV Talks was just going to be us. We would start recording, and we'd just talk, and we'd figure it out. And throughout time, we decided that we would have several discussion topics in mind, you know, going into it. But if we go into it, and we're having a good discussion about something, that discussion takes precedence over whatever we thought we were going to do.
Yeah, it takes U.S. precedence.
Like the time that, LJ, what was it? You, I, and EXX Trooper, we were going to do one topic and eventually wound up to be the lawsuits one.
Yeah, we were originally going to talk about Bird Friday because it was Takuma and X, and then I was just there.
We were going to do Bird Friday, but it became lawsuits.
I don't know how that happened, to be honest, how we ended up on lawsuits.
That's a
the
good
birds
discussion.
The threatened us with lawsuits. So we actually have two more questions, if you guys all
go
them.
For it.
Bring
I'm
it
go
up.
For it.
All right. Kiijar, K-I-I-X-A-A-R, asks, do you guys have any plans of updating the pre-podcast plug for Audible.com? You know, the stock one that Vardaran recorded and plays before every podcast. You guys could re-record it to include the plugs for Vessel and the TTV shirts. That way you don't have to worry about in-podcast plugging, unless, of course, the urge to plug is too strong and you really want to say everything in each individual
podcast.
Fast
answer to that, there's absolutely no reason why we haven't done it yet. We're just lazy. We probably will.
It's a pretty good idea, really.
I enjoy doing the plugs in the podcast, so it's fun.
Yeah. If we did do that, it wouldn't, like, take away from the in-podcast plugs. But that's an interesting idea, because we've mentioned before, like, oh, we should do a Vessel one or whatever and, like, cycle them out. But what if we just did one, like, mega one that had all three?
Well, I was saying that
would
we should have different people do them. And we
I don't think we should do all three,
that.
But...
Okay.
Like, we could have multiple versions of Audible and multiple versions of Vessel with different people doing their own little takes on it. That way, each of the intros still gets information across, but it's a little different every time.
Yeah.
You can just switch in and out.
I could kind of see how we could fit all of them into one single app.
I don't know. I feel like we should do them separately, like Vessel and Audible and all that stuff. I feel like, Vessel is the most important thing.
I don't
right
think
now.
It would be hard to really feature them all. It's like, hey, guys, you want to support us? Here's like
a it's not that it would be
options.
Hard. It's just I don't know if that's a better idea.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, you know, all right, time to listen to the GTV podcast.
Right.
About
we don't want
Vessel,
to make it
Audible and Shirts.
Right. It's too long, and if you have it too long, people just skip forward because it's a video or
well,
an audio
that's
thing.
That's what happens in the podcast anyway.
Well, I know, but like the Audible ad is usually just short enough that you can just skip, you know, or just
yeah.
Listen
I,
to
I
it
already
it.
Know a lot of people listen to it because they're like, "Oh wow, this one didn't have the Audible ad in it." Like, there's people notice it because like it's like this whole thing,
yeah,
like part of the ritual.
The ritual,
or they notice it was there because they weren't skipping
it. Question.
Next question is kind of a long one. He goes on. There's some backstory to it. But the question is basically, how would you guys say TTV has managed to keep the energy in the podcast and throughout the channel as well as keep interest in what you do for about the last 5 years?
Because we're crazy people.
All right.
Bionicle coming back in the middle of it.
That's
health.
A very
yeah,
loaded
question.
He did leave out kind of an important part of the question, I feel. He's specifically stating that a lot of other podcasts crop up but then die off really quickly. So
yes.
Why has that been the case with us?
Can I provide a good answer?
Right. Go for it.
I don't know. Can you?
Yeah, you tell me.
I'll try. Basically, the majority of us have been friends for like a long time. It's kind of like if you were to do something with your high school friends, where you kind of see them like every day.
Then our fans don't know what high not. School and or friends are.
So imagine your toys came
wow.
to life.
Wow.
Imagine your toys came to life, and you were like, "Oh, dude, let's make a podcast." You see them all the time. You talk to them all the time. You have various things to talk about because you have so much in common. It's pretty seamless.
Like being a
it's
toy.
Almost like it's like say you had those conversations with your friends or toys, and you're like, "Hey, let's start recording this stuff."
Why didn't you just say family?
No, because family's
still
no,
family.
That's a really
yeah.
dumb.
I would sit and have a conversation
with my family and have
no,
a crazy
no,
conversation.
No, TTV is not my family. You guys don't do crap for me. Get out of here. You don't raise me. I'm grown.
All right, well, we'll keep your payment for this month.
Yeah,
then,
exactly.
You don't need money.
We'll keep your pocket money,
myself.
Ben.
All right, your allowance has been revoked, Venom.
I would like to add on to what Ben's saying. Another big part of it, I feel, is that all the podcasts he's talking about, I'm assuming he's talking about, like, Bionicle-ish podcasts, you know, all the smaller ones that crop up and they die. I kind of feel that when we started, we didn't exist. So, when
elaborate.
We started, we didn't have anything
I don't know
that...
about you, man, but I sure freaking existed. I don't know what the heck.
We didn't have anything to compare ourselves to as this is what we need to get to. I feel like a lot of people, it fizzles out because they're not getting the amount
of
views and the amount of interaction.
Oh, because they're
trying to meet a standard, right? They're trying to meet a standard. We didn't have a standard when we started. The closest thing to a standard that was kind of there was maybe the BZ Powercast, but even that didn't get a huge lot of interaction.
Yeah, no,
we
it was
did
more
it.
Like, let's do our thing.
Right, we did it because it was
happens.
Our thing. And now that we're big, people that want to do, they don't want to do their thing because they enjoy it or because, you know, they do.
Right.
There's a standard of interaction and popularity that has to meet. And when you don't get that sometimes, it feels like your work is useless and nobody's paying attention to it. Which,
yeah.
No one was paying attention to us when we first did it.
That's
yeah,
sad.
But I think
yeah.
like the important thing is, like, for us, as far as the podcast, if we're only talking about the podcast, I think it's really important to mention that we started out as just a podcast.
Right.
Yes.
The whole idea for TTV was that the podcast was TTV. That was the thing.
Yep.
And, yeah, basically going on with what Kai said, like, I think the reason we've survived so long is because we just wanted to make a podcast. It wasn't about getting an audience or like
yeah.
getting really popular or famous or making money. It was
well,
always
it was,
about
it was kind of there. That was an idea.
No, it wasn't.
No,
it really wasn't. It was not.
When we
maybe
did the podcast,
you.
We did
maybe for you, but it was not ever.
I'm not
you
saying
could
for
get
me. I'm saying that like I don't think anybody really does something hoping that people won't listen to it. We do things of an innate quality. Hope.
No. Don't get me wrong. We wanted people to listen to it, but it's not like it was ever like, oh, we want a ton of popularity.
Right.
We,
okay.
Yeah.
We literally advertised it on the BZPC with all of our friends. We wanted our friends to listen to it.
Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, the idea was that we just wanted a place to talk, like exactly. to get our thoughts out there. Because remember, we made this when BZ Power was shut down and we couldn't access it anymore. So we had no place, no outlet to discuss Bionicle anymore.
Right.
So that's what the podcast was initially for. We just wanted to have fun, get on a podcast, and record our thoughts. Yeah. And hope that someone out there listens to it.
And everything that we talk about on the podcast is stuff that we would talk about off-air anyway.
We have an opinion
all the time.
Most of the time, we'll end up talking about something, and then someone's going to be like, oh, guys, come on, let's save this for the podcast. This sounds really good.
Yeah, over the last couple of years, and like pretty much ever since we started, we always have these great discussions off-air. We always have a ton of fun, and we're always like, we should be recording this.
We should record this.
So many times, but the podcast is great. We record this stuff. That's why I love the podcast.
We should record this right now.
All
right,
guys.
That's one of the reasons why I love the podcast so much. It's a venue for an hour every week. We can just sit down. We can have fun discussions. We can have laughs. And we can immortalize it and put it on the internet so other people can find it funny, too.
The important point is basically what Kahi said, is that we started this, and I believe we still do it just because it's a lot of fun.
Right.
Obviously, there are more aspects to it that we pay attention to nowadays and try to hone in on. It's always just been because it's fun, and it's an outlet to discuss things. A lot of people, when they try to do a podcast, they're trying specifically to get popular, to get that fan base, to make that money.
And
to start off big, but that's not how it works.
That's not how it works anymore.
Honestly, if you were in this for the money, you are in the wrong field. Because I'll tell you right now, you do not get fair trade for the hours that's put into this.
The TV channel is
absolutely a labor of love. We do not make
everything we do is passionate. Blah, blah, blah. Gushy, mushy stuff.
Unless you don't make any money until you're like PewDiePie levels. Well, maybe a little less.
We barely started giving each other money.
We've been in this for like four years
and we haven't gotten money.
Very recently.
Yeah, it only started recently, so. But, if you're going to do something like this, you have to do it because you really like it, not because you're trying to get popular.
And if you really like it,
that's why a lot of things fizzle out.
Right.
People are doing it for the wrong reasons.
It does help to be a part of the group and be committed to helping the entire group go.
I see a lot of podcasts that do
a thing where, like, they're all individual people, and they all want to do their own thing, and maybe they come together once in a while to do it. And then one person
just ends up working on the podcast, while everybody else wants to get good in their own way.
The one thing about us is that, and I think it's a bit unique to everyone else, we have a group, and we've always been about bringing people into the group and having them work for the channel. That's how we're able to have all these different shows. How we're able to put content out regularly is because we have different people working on the same thing.
I believe that's the key to our success so far and why we've still managed to really last. Right. Yeah, because we all help out each other. We all work towards one single channel, one group, one brand, TTV. So you've got a lot of people that collab, quote-unquote, where they've got this like group channel, but they don't actually... They're not in the channel for the group. They're in the channel as an outlet to put their content on so other people see it.
Yes,
like that's kind of how the CBW channel worked, where like there was a channel with a bunch of people working on it, but really they were all segmented shows that weren't really
didn't really have anything to do with each other.
And I feel like that's a big reason why a lot of channels don't work, because people are always in it for themselves.
Right. And I mean, it ties back to, it's easier to be part of a group when everybody's your friend. Like, we started this when we were friends, and that's why we all work together as friends.
Yeah, exactly.
So we enjoy hanging out with each other outside of our company, outside of what we do on the channel. For a lot of the other collaboration channels, you're there for the shared popularity that it all gets you, which is great, except when stuff falls apart, it just falls apart. And you don't all contribute to each other in the same way that we do. We're very ingrained with each other. We help each other out a lot.
I think that's a pretty good way to answer that question.
Do you want to say something?
Yeah, I mean, again, I already said this at the message board, but I'll just short version recap here. I think another reason for the success is that a lot of the new ones that crop up are because of something that's hyped. I'm suddenly not articulate. A lot of new podcasts crop up because there's hype for something, and when that hype dies off, both they and their audience kind of move on to the next thing. TTV, I wasn't around for the beginning of, but that kind of started when there was no hype.
Yeah, it's true. So we were very used to kind of making our own entertainment.
Was going on when Bionicle was ending.
There was no hype to start it, so there was no lack of hype to end it.
Yeah, exactly. We did it because we just did it, and we liked it.
We did it because we just wanted to talk about Bionicle.
That's the important thing.
Bionicle's community is far smaller than, like, even just any other LEGO theme in general. But I feel like the fans it does have are more passionate about it.
Right.
Yeah.
Which also makes it easier. More invested, so you want to keep it going more.
We love our Bionicles, guys.
Yep. Alrighty.
There is one final thing, of course, and that's sometimes because socially awkward people don't do the best podcast. Sorry to break the truth.
It's a harsh truth.
Oh, no, I think we did pretty well.
Yeah. I feel like we were pretty socially awkward when we started.
We went, people grow. And we did it over time. And you have to stick with it for a while. And I feel like that's
perseverance is key. If you do it because you love it and not because you're in it for views, you have to persevere because eventually you'll get experience and eventually you will get some people that find you, however small it may be.
Yeah.
And eventually you may luck into something crazy happening that gives you a boost, like, I don't know, Bionicle coming back.
Or hey, it might actually
quit in 2015.
It might help you personally too. It might help you get used to conversing with other people. It might
and
help your
skills.
Social awkwardness.
It might give you skills in editing, audio editing, video editing. You know, I know like a lot of my skills have really been helped out by working on here. Just not even just talking. It's just, you know.
Oh yeah, being on TTV has really helped me as far as like just getting to where I need to go faster.
Yeah,
gotta go fast. If you want to do a podcast, you need to know how to do more than just talk. You need to have other skills, too.
Yeah. Okay, here's like a really important skills. Thing that we ourselves haven't quite mastered just yet, but I think it's important for a podcast setting is you really need to learn how to listen more than speak. I've listened to a lot of podcasts where, like I said, we do it all the time, too, but where people just do not understand that they are not the only ones with ideas to bring to the table, and it just becomes like a rambling mess where people are just interrupting each other constantly and trying to get their ideas out there. You really got to learn to listen and then like move on from that point.
We need like
just bounce off of each other instead of just chucking
semantics.
Your ideas at each other.
Yeah, meso.
There needs to be, like, some kind of system in place where you can... There needs to be a speaking stick.
In a perfect world.
I mean, it would be a lot easier if we had a live podcast, too.
Yeah.
If we were in person.
If we were in person, this would be way
easier. Yeah, it's like, throw the bean bag. Whoever wants
the bean bag.
That's how we did it in primary school. It's like, if you want to talk, can't hold the bean bag.
Just being able to see when someone wants to say something, it's
body language.
Yeah, like if someone's talking already, then don't talk over them.
Maybe soon. Maybe soon.
Well, that's hard to do because of lag. But
there's also seven.
I mean, if the person's continuing to talk and you're still continuing to talk, maybe it's not the best idea.
I don't know, Ben. I don't know about that opinion. Maybe it's something else.
I don't know.
I got a very important opinion.
See, it's happening right now.
Meso!
If I butchered that. Anyway, I think it's time we end this episode of the TTV podcast.
I didn't get to tell my awesome story. It's
no,
okay.
Not the show.
Yeah, dude,
we're late already.
Okay, one final thing I'll plug before we end is I just wanted to give a quick shout out to the TTV mask paintings by Purple Dragon.
Oh, let's do that.
Ever since we talked about it on TTV Talks the other day, she's added Kahi as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if you guys had to describe those drawings in like one word.
Beautiful.
The best. One word.
Go kill yourself. Go kill yourself.
That's also
pretty
two
good.
Two words. Come
fantastic.
On, guys.
So, yeah, check it out. Link in the description below. You should go check that out. They're amazing works.
Phenomenal.
They are phenomenal. Oh, but Chakuma.
You guys are going to go kiss now, aren't you?
With my fist.
Shipping!
Yeah, my fist too.
Think of all the fan fiction.
Takuma X Kahi. Takuma
X and
what
Tom.
What has X got to do with
yeah,
this?
What is this episode? What's he in the middle of? Oh,
why is he a part of something?
X is the third wheel.
I'm just going to look.
Check us out on Vessel at vessel.com/TV, the TTV channel, and startingtvpodcast.com, audibletrial.com/TTV, and see you all next week for the next exciting episode of the TTV podcast. Goodbye.
Oh, yeah, I just thought of some other advice that you should really use when starting a channel.
No, we're done. It's too late. Bye.
What is it?
All right, what is it?
You really got to learn to contain your anger.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You're not going to get along at times.
You're
going to
get mad.
You're going to get mad. I can't, we have such a history of just fighting and not getting along and just getting over. You have to learn to get over
if
it.
If we were less capable of getting over it, we would have ended in, like, I don't know, 2011, maybe?
Oh, yeah.
No, we would have done
that.
2010. Yeah. I feel like that's a really common thing. I bet you that's a big reason why a lot of channels sizzle out, because they just they start fighting, they can't get along, and they're just done.
Yep.
Wait.
You gotta learn to get along.
Var, so what you're saying is that you should get good.
You need someone who can move along.
You see someone who can lead, someone who can direct the channel. You need a lot of people. Yep. You got real lucky.
So that's all I have to say.
Thanks for the tips.
Goodbye.
We need to outro.
It literally doing the outro as you're saying. We need the outro.
Guys, we need the outro.
I'm Messinac.
I'm Vardaran.
I'm LJ.
I'm Kahi.
I'm Venom.
I'm Viper.
I'm Takuma Nuva.
I'm EXX Trooper.
We need the outro.
We'll see you next week on Full House.
We will hopefully be able to. All right, guys, hop in the Viper Mobile. We're getting out of here.
Shut up.
See you next week, guys. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Someone got really excited and you killed it.